USA News. I'm Dave Collins. Former President Trump is being barred from appearing on Colorado's presidential ballot next year. The Colorado Supreme Court said on Tuesday he violated the 14th Amendment's insurrectionist ban on January 6, 2021, when he encouraged the violent demonstrations at the U.S. Capitol. Trump had earlier won similar cases in Michigan and Minnesota, and he will be on the ballot in those states. Google has agreed to pay $700 million to states and consumers in an antitrust settlement. California Attorney General Rob Bonta says Google violated federal and state antitrust laws with anti-competitive behavior.
That includes preventing other app stores from being preloaded on Android devices. That means buying off companies who may have launched rival app stores to Google Play Store.
California was among all 50 states, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, and the Virginia Islands that joined the settlement as well. There's going to be another hearing whether U.S. Army officials should be allowed to tear down a Confederate memorial statue at Arlington National Cemetery.
On Monday, U.S. District Judge Rossi Alston ruled on a restraining order to block the CSA memorial's removal. A group called Defend Arlington filed a federal lawsuit Sunday seeking the restraining order. Last year, an independent commission recommended to Congress that the memorial be taken down as part of the wider effort to rename military bases and assets that commemorate America's historic Southern Confederacy. I'm Ryan Daniels.
According to Bill Gates, a substantial surge in technology is expected in 2024. The billionaire and former CEO of Microsoft said this year marked the first time he utilized artificial intelligence for work and serious reasons. Gates expressed that in the coming year, scientists will be dedicated to refining AI to bring about notable improvements. This is USA News.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
As the Israel-Hamas conflict persists, the United Nations Security Council will meet to deliberate on a potential vote regarding a ceasefire. It is noteworthy that the U.S. vetoed a similar resolution earlier this month. Human rights advocates and aid groups report that a significant portion of Gaza's population has been displaced since the commencement of hostilities, with approximately half of them facing the threat of starvation. Mother Nature made a mess of New England yesterday with rain and strong winds knocking down trees and power lines. Crews are still at work to restore power and clean up downed trees and wires. The region was battered with high winds and a deluge of rain Monday night, knocking down trees and power lines and killing at least four people. Two people were killed by falling trees in Massachusetts and Maine. Flooding is a major concern, with schools and transit systems delaying. It's not looking good for the sitting president, according to the latest poll.
President Biden's approval rating is reaching an historic low, as indicated by a recent Monmouth University poll. Only 34% of Americans approve of his performance in the White House, while 61% disapprove. Particularly, the president received unfavorable ratings for his management of immigration and inflation. This poll emerges with the 2024 election less than 11 months away.
That's John Schaefer. The Powerball jackpot now at $572 million ahead of tomorrow's drawing. Dave Collins, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.